My ex was the king of crazy making. A couple days before our wedding, our best man and maid of honor, which was our entire wedding party, came to town. So we decided to go out and have our bachelor bachelorette parties, which were really just a night out on the town with our individual friends. Well, he and his friend went one way and me and my friend went the other. And since my friend was a recovering alcoholic, we had a sober night out, which was fine with me. But then when my then fiance came home that night, he was so intoxicated that I'm pretty sure he didn't even know his own name. As you can imagine, it was not enjoyable for me being stone cold sober while he was totally messed up and being fully aware of everything that was actually going on. It was more than just worrying about his seemingly excessive level of intoxication though. It was also that I was overly concerned with what they had done on their night out. Now let me just be totally transparent with you here. I am not saying in any way that I was perfect. In fact, I admit to being a little too overly concerned with a lot of things back then. Honestly, I was really insecure about myself thanks to growing up with a toxic mother, and being that I was only 22 when we got married, I still had a lot of growing up to do. That, along with the fact that I instinctively didn't trust him any further than I could throw him, is probably why I insisted that we create rules for ourselves for that night out ahead of time. And of course, one of the things that we agreed on was that we wouldn't go to certain types of places. I'm sure you know what I mean. But in hindsight, I'm about 99% sure that he did go to one of those places that night and that he lied about it. Well, maybe lied isn't the right word, unless we're talking about a lie by omission. And if I'm being honest, part of me thinks that more could have happened that night than I really care to know about. But like always, he would tell me what he thought I wanted to hear and then just go ahead and do whatever he wanted. Ironically, somehow, that night would in so many ways start to become very representative of that relationship as a whole. And just like any time I'd catch him red-handed doing something he shouldn't or something he promised he wouldn't, he got really weird about everything that night. While a normal person might own up to what they had done, or at least, I don't know, try to discuss it, my ex was confusing. See, he was hard to read, and rather than send me running, that drew me in because I could read almost everyone else. So that meant that when he was guilty, he might or might not argue with me. He might or might not defend himself. He might try to say things that made me feel better in the moment, or he might say things that would hurt me more, depending on his mood and his goals at the moment. I never knew what he was going to do. What I mean is that at the beginning of the relationship, he was more likely to pretend to care how I felt, but as time progressed, there would be occasions where he'd pretend pretty hard that he cared, at least when it served him to do so. But he did this one thing that was totally perplexing to me, even when he was still in the idealization phase of the relationship. If I'd ask questions, especially about something that could somehow incriminate him or get him in trouble, he would literally just say nothing at all. Now, it wasn't exactly the silent treatment, but maybe it was a kind of stonewalling. It wasn't that he would not talk to me during these times, it was just that he wouldn't actually answer any of my totally valid questions. He'd either say nothing or he'd say something that was in no way an answer. So for example, if I would say, "Did you go to the strip club last night?" He would say, "Well, I told you I wouldn't," but never actually say whether he did or didn't go. It drove me crazy. And I'm pretty sure that that was his intention the whole time. Now that I think about it, actually, it wasn't only when he was going to get in trouble that this particular narcissist wouldn't answer my questions. See, there were other times where I'd ask him a perfectly innocent question like, "Would you go with me to this event?" or "Could you come to this family thing with me?" He would refuse to answer those questions. He'd say stuff like, "We'll see," and then I couldn't make plans. These are just a couple of examples of this all too often used manipulation tactic. So let me ask you, have you ever experienced a narcissist who just won't answer your questions sometimes? So why don't they answer your questions? What does it mean? How can you tell? Well, that's exactly what we're talking about today at queenbeing.com. Why narcissists don't answer your questions and how to read that behavior. So let's get started. Why don't narcissists answer your questions? Have you ever found yourself in this situation wondering why every time you ask a narcissist a question, you never get a straight answer? I know it's extremely frustrating, to put it mildly. We're going to talk about why it is that narcissists don't answer your questions. Number one, they don't think you deserve answers. That's right, you heard me. They really do think you don't need or deserve the answers to your questions. This can be hard to admit to ourselves, but narcissists really don't see us as whole people, or at least they don't see us as people who are quite as real as they are. What I mean is that a narcissist sees you as sort of an extension of him or herself, and at the same time, they see you as somehow lower than or less than they see themselves. By giving you a straight answer, the narcissist would be acknowledging that you in fact are important and that you deserve to be treated like a real-life human. They would be honoring you as someone who they saw as an equal or even superior to themselves. Giving you a straight answer would essentially be acknowledging that you have feelings, thoughts, beliefs, and ideas, and that they are as important as their own. It would mean that they would have to have some level of empathy, and they just plain don't. Which brings me to my next point, number two, they really don't care how you feel. Like I said, narcissists don't have any empathy for you or anyone else. And even when they appear to care how someone feels, you can bet it's only because in that moment it benefits them to do so. Maybe they want something from you, or maybe they want to shut you up so they can go and do whatever it is they want to do. But when it comes to answering your questions truthfully or at all, it would require a certain amount of concern for your feelings, and narcissists can't go there if they're going to maintain the facade that keeps them going. And speaking of false fronts, this brings me to number three. They like it when you're confused. Narcissists don't answer questions because they really do like it when you're confused and uncertain. So rather than give you any sort of clarity, they either don't answer at all, or they only offer very vague answers. Or in some cases, they'll say something that is completely out of context. They might give you a little word salad, or they might straight up gaslight you. In any case, they want to keep you in control, and if you were feeling confused and uncertain, you're going to keep walking on eggshells around them, and that, my friend, is exactly what they want from you. And of course, this is also a way that they can hurt your self-esteem, because when they don't give you a proper answer, that is open disrespect. Which brings me to number four, they want to deflect and project. So when you ask a narcissist a question that feels like an accusation to them, they instantly go on the defense. If you ask them why, they'll tell you something like, I hate being investigated, or you're always accusing me of something. The truth is that narcissists won't answer questions that they deem accusatory in any way, even if they're not accusatory. For example, if you ask them, hey, how come you didn't put your dishes away when you were done? They might turn around and say something like, what are you saying, I'm a slob? Jeez. Then they might take it another step and attack you for being so mean to them, or point out all the times you didn't put your dishes away, or any time you ever let the laundry pile up. Or maybe they'll point out the fact that that one time 10 years ago they helped you out by washing your dishes for you. And then they'll ask you, how come you never do anything to help them, despite the fact that you literally bend over backward every day to make their lives easier? Before you know it, you'll be the one feeling guilty, begging them to forgive you for having the nerve to ask them to put their own dishes away, and that's again what they want. Which brings me to number five, they want to kill time. Yeah, one simple reason narcissists don't give you answers is that they have not yet figured out the good lie they're going to tell you. So in order to make time to dream up a real whopper, they stall so they can kill enough time to figure it out. They will keep stalling as long as they have to in order to come up with a believable lie. Or they just might stall long enough that you'll forget about it completely. At least that's what they hope for. After all, they don't feel the need to provide any sort of closure or satisfaction for you. And let's not forget that they are completely happy with leaving you hanging anyway, which of course brings me to my next point. Number six, they want to take over your brain. Narcissists love to see themselves as mysterious and fascinating. They enjoy the idea of you being laser focused on them and having to guess what they've been up to or wonder what they've been doing. This offers them the assurance that you're only thinking of them. They want to take up all the space in your head, and by not answering your questions, they feel like they're finally getting the proper amount of attention from you. You won't be able to think of anything else, they think, and that's just how they like it, which is one of the many debts they feel you owe them as their primary source of narcissistic supply. So how do you deal with a narcissist who won't answer your questions? Well, honestly, the best thing to do is to never expect a straight answer from a narcissist. Always take everything they say with a grain of salt, and don't hang your heart on the idea that they might one day be real with you, because they can't. Understand that narcissists will always do their best to leave you hanging and will never give you the answer that you need for the sake of their own agendas. This is both exhausting and painful if you're not careful. But when you can learn to see a narcissist for what they are, limitations and all, you can really empower yourself, because when you understand what to expect from them and you can identify and label these behaviors, it can really take the sting out of some of it. It's a way you can reassure yourself that it really isn't you and that their manipulation and drama is always about themselves and their own issues. You, unfortunately, just happen to be one of the cogs in their toxic machine, at least until you figure them out. Speaking of which, I'm going to leave a video for you right here about what to expect when the narcissist knows that you figured them out. Take a look right now if you have time. It'll give you some real insight into their psychology. All right, now this brings me to the question of the day. And the question of the day is, have you ever encountered a narcissist who wouldn't answer your questions? And how did you handle it? What tips would you offer your fellow survivors who are also dealing with this issue? Share your thoughts, share your ideas, share your experiences in the comment section below, and let's talk about it. As always, thank you so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life. And hey, thanks for letting me be a part of yours. It really does mean a lot to me. Now, before I go, make sure you take a look at the videos I'm going to leave for you right here and right here. And while you're here, hit the subscribe button so we can stay connected and continue on this healing journey together. I'll see you soon.